Harper Audio presents Crown of Crystal Flame by C.L. Wilson. Performed by Emily Durante. Prologue. Northern Silyria, 24th day of Varados. Death raked like a knife across Eliseta Beristani's empathic soul. Talissa Burial de Seaborn was dead, killed by the Terran venom in the red Fae-cha her husband Colum had thrown at her Fae truemate, Adriel Velarkinas. Of Colum de Seaborn, Talissa's husband, there was no sign. The scorch of ozone, the odor of powerful magic released with explosive force, still hung heavy in the air. No one needed to draw Eliseta a picture. She'd felt Colum's hate-filled fury, felt Talissa's death, Adriel's wild, deadly rage. She'd sensed the moment Colum's anger turned to terror, seen the unmistakable explosion of Adriel's magic, and then nothing. A vacuum of emotion, the utter stunned silence of disbelief, followed at last by grief and accusation, and a chaotic whirl of unchecked thoughts and feelings. Colum had discovered his wife returning from the forest with her fey lover, and he'd set into motion the series of events that had led to this, Talissa and Adriel dead. Colum, simply gone.
"My son!"
Great Lord Seaborn, Colum's father, stepped into the open space where his son had been. His eyes swept the clearing, his jaw thrust out aggressively.
"Where's my son?"
"He's gone."
Talissa's father, the great Lord Kenevar Burial, answered in a bleak voice.
"They're all gone."
His sons, Luce, Parsis, and Severn, stood in stricken silence beside him. He swiped at the tears brimming in his eyes and glared at his neighbor.
"I hope you're jaffing satisfied, Seaborn."
Kneeling on the ground beside the bodies of Talissa and his brother, Rowan Velarkinas fixed his grief-stricken gaze on Eliseta.
"Please, Fairiza, save them. If anyone can, it's you."
Rowan's ragged plea spurred her to action. She crossed the field and dropped to her knees beside the fallen truemates. "Rain, try the Shadar horn on Talissa," she commanded. A gift from the Elf King, Galad Hawksheart, the curling horn from the magical horses called Shadar, was reputed to be an antidote to any poison, even irreversibly lethal Terran venom.
"Eliseta!"
Rain, Eliseta's unbonded truemate, laid a hand on her shoulder.
"It's too late, Shaitani. They're already gone."
Her gaze shot up, pinning his. "I have to at least try to save them," she protested. "You know I must." Compassion and understanding softened his expression. Her mate, the King of the Fae, who had once scorched the world in a fit of grief-stricken madness, was no stranger to death or the desperate desire to prevent it.
"There's nothing to be done. They have passed beyond the veil. Even if you could call their souls back into their bodies, you would only summon them as demons, not as the friends we knew."
The sounds of shouting made them turn. Lord Seaborn and Lord Burial were at each other's throats, swords drawn. All their men had blades in hand as well, ready, even eager, to spill their own countrymen's blood.
"What are you thinking?" Eliseta cried. "Haven't you had your fill of death?"
Though the Fae-Silurian treaty that prohibited Fae from manipulating mortal thoughts with their magic, and though that was precisely the crime for which Adriel Velarkinas had been sentenced to death, Eliseta still did it. She spun a weave of peace upon the enraged men, stealing the raw heat of their anger.
"Sheathe your swords," she commanded, infusing her voice with compulsion. "There will be no more killing here today. Lord Burial, Rowan, tend to your dead. Lord Seaborn, mourn your son. For the sake of the dear ones each of us have lost, let there be peace between us."
Though Seaborn sheathed his sword, not even Eliseta's weave was enough to still his anger completely.
"Peace!" he spat. "There will be peace when Silyria and her king are free of Fae manipulations and control!"
He turned to the king and declared,
Seaborn will not fight beside these Fey Rolcharts. I will not spill one more drop of Seaborn blood on their behalf, or trust them at my back. I pray gods you soon find the strength to cut free of their strings.
Raising his voice, Great Lord Seaborn shouted,
Warriors of Seaborn, mount up! We ride for home!